Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major boost to India's renewable energy sector is underway, with the Union Cabinet approving a significant scheme to tap into the country's vast hydro potential. This development is crucial as it aims to harness the power of small rivers and streams, particularly in hilly and northeastern states, where the potential for renewable energy is substantial. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that small hydropower, or SHP, can provide decentralized generation, reliable baseload power, and a low ecological footprint, making it an ideal solution for remote villages off the central grid. First, let's understand what small hydropower is. SHP refers to hydroelectric projects with an installed capacity of up to 25 megawatts, governed by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE. Larger projects, above 25 megawatts, come under the Ministry of Power. What makes this significant is that SHP can be a game-changer for India's energy landscape, especially in regions where solar and wind power may not be feasible. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the financial years 2026-27 to 2032-31, with an outlay of 2,584.60 crore rupees and a target of installing approximately 1,500 megawatts of small hydropower capacity. This scheme prioritizes hilly and northeastern states, where the construction costs are higher due to the challenging terrain. To address this, the Differential Central Financial Assistance, or CFA, pattern reflects the higher construction cost in these regions, aligning with the broader policy of giving northeastern states preferential treatment under the Act East policy. Now, let us turn to the key features of the scheme. The CFA pattern is designed to support the development of SHP projects in remote and hilly areas where the costs are higher. This is a significant aspect of the scheme, as it will help to reduce the gap between the installed capacity and the identified potential of small hydropower in India. The current installed capacity is around 5,000 megawatts, while the identified potential is approximately 21,000 megawatts. Building on this, the scheme aims to add 1,500 megawatts of small hydropower capacity over the next 5 years. This is a crucial step towards achieving India's renewable energy targets, which include 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, as committed at the COP26 Glasgow summit. The country also aims to achieve 50% of its installed capacity from non-fossil sources by 2030 and reach net zero by 2070. Crucially, small hydropower is a small but strategically important component of India's renewable energy mix. As of early 2026, the country's current renewable capacity is around 190 gigawatts, and SHP is an ideal solution for hilly states where solar and wind potential is limited but rivers are abundant. So, what exactly changed? The approval of the SHP scheme is a significant development, as it will help to tap into the vast hydro potential of India's hilly and northeastern regions. Now, let us look at why the northeastern states get priority. The northeastern region has massive hydro potential, with around 63 gigawatts of total identified hydro potential across all northeastern states. However, the region has faced challenges in adding capacity due to difficult terrain, high construction costs, land acquisition issues, and insurgency-related delays. The 30% CFA for northeastern states and border districts, as opposed to 20% for other states, addresses the cost premium of construction in these regions, aligning with the Act East policy and the center's broader Northeast development push. It is worth pausing here to note that the scheme also considers environmental and social aspects. The run-of-the-river design of SHP projects avoids large reservoirs, resulting in minimal land submergence and no relocation of large populations. However, there are challenges, such as the cumulative impact of multiple SHP projects on river ecology, fish migration disruption, sediment flow alteration, and conflict with riparian communities. The Sustainable Sand Mining Management Guidelines, 2016, and the Environmental Impact Assessment Notification, 2006, apply to SHP projects above certain thresholds. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SHP scheme has an outlay of 2,584.60 crore rupees for the financial years 2026-27 to 2032-31, with a target capacity of 1,500 megawatts. Small hydropower is defined as hydroelectric projects with an installed capacity of up to 25 megawatts. The implementing ministry is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, while the Ministry of Power governs larger projects above 25 megawatts. The CFA for northeastern and border districts is 3.6 crore rupees per megawatt, or 30% of the cost. India's renewable energy target is 500 gigawatts by 2030, and the country's small hydropower potential is approximately 21,000 megawatts. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers energy, environment, and infrastructure. The key aspects to focus on include India's renewable energy policy, hydropower categorization, and ministry jurisdiction, as well as center-state financing models such as CFA and VGF. Additionally, the scheme's focus on northeastern development and the Act East policy is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance and cooperative federalism. And here is something that surprises many students: the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, was formerly the Ministry of Non-Conventional Energy Sources, renamed in 2006 to reflect the focus on new technologies such as solar and wind, alongside traditional renewables like small hydro. India's first hydroelectric project was the Sidrapong Hydroelectric Power Station, built in Darjeeling in 1897, making India one of the earliest adopters of hydroelectric power in Asia. Karnataka has the largest installed small hydropower capacity in India, with around 1,200 megawatts, followed by Himachal Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. The Bhakranangal project and the Hirakud Dam were India's first large-scale hydroelectric projects, built in the Nehru era as temples of modern India. Pumped storage hydropower is a related concept, where water is pumped uphill during off-peak hours and released to generate power during peak demand. India is rapidly expanding pumped storage as a complement to solar and wind power. The PM Kusum scheme is the parallel solar equivalent of SHP, supporting solar pumps and decentralized solar generation in agriculture. In conclusion, the approval of the Small Hydropower Development Scheme is a significant step towards achieving India's renewable energy targets and reducing its dependence on fossil fuels. As the country continues to tap into its vast hydro potential, it is essential to consider the environmental and social implications of these projects, ensuring a sustainable and equitable development path for the future.